my fellow wedding florist friends, and welcome to the Wedding Florist Social Podcast. This is the podcast for wedding florists to learn all about acing their online presence. I'm your host, Vicky Laffey, and as a wedding florist of over 10 years now and a certified digital marketer, I want to help you get the right clients, get more followers, and never be stuck for content ideas again. Click the link in my description to get your free Wedding Florist Guide to Social Media Content Creation today. All right, you guys, I hope you're ready for this, because I am purely winging this one. This is very off the cuff. It was just completely, I have no script. I'm just completely winging this. So I hope all goes well. But welcome to yet another episode of Wedding Florist Social. Absolute pleasure to have you here as always. You know, and just before we sort of get into today's topic, I just want to reassure you that you can always contact me on perhaps email or Instagram DM and send me ideas for new topics, you know, things you want to hear about on the podcast. So reach out to me at The Content Quarter on Instagram or hello at The Content Quarter on email. And let me know what's on your mind. What do you want to hear about? But today, let's just get back on topic here. I'm completely winging it. And I want to talk about basically what do you do when you aren't able to post content, you know, posting content when you aren't able to for whatever reason. So I'm going to give you a few methods, but just to talk about, you know, very quickly sort of what I mean, you know, what do you mean, Vicky, when you aren't able to post content? So, you know, perhaps you are ill for some reason, you know, whether that be physically or mentally, you know, maybe you're incapacitated somehow, or you're not able to do as much as you normally do, or you've had to stop work for whatever reason, and you're not capturing new content at the moment. So you want to keep up your social media presence and, you know, keep posting. Or maybe you're just too busy. Maybe you're going through a really busy period with the business. I hope you are. That's what I wish for you all. and too busy, and you just don't have time to post. Maybe you're a one-man band, for example, and you do all of the jobs. Or maybe you just have other priorities. You know, sometimes life does get in the way and throws unexpected things at us, and you have to deal with something else right now. Maybe a relative needs caring for, or, you know, it doesn't have to be business related. But whatever, for whatever the reason, sometimes you don't have the content to post. Now, this has kind of come about as a topic because, and if you follow me on my Facebook group, you will already be aware of this, but I myself have actually been, I was diagnosed with breast cancer last August now. So that was a bit of a curveball that was thrown at me. You know, normally between, you know, that sort of time and now, so it's mid-January now and the time of recording this, I would have been making income some other way. You know, I often sort of pick up last minute weddings during the winter season, or perhaps do Christmas wreath workshops, or, you know, there's always something. But I haven't been able to do that. I've had to really just concentrate on my health. It's been quite a journey. It really has. And it's not been as bad for me as it has for some of my other friends going through it, but it's still been a tough journey. And I'm very lucky to have the support of lots of family and friends, including my wonderful husband, Adam, who has been amazing. And I couldn't, you know, ask for more of him, bless him. And, you know, industry friends who have either helped me at weddings that I already have booked in, or offered their support for, you know, in practical ways for weddings in the future, that sort of thing. I'm really lucky to have that. In terms of content, I'm finding that the well is drying up a little in terms of fresh content. And, you know, so I'm having to think in different ways. So that doesn't mean I've got no content to post, because if you follow me, you will know that I always say everything is a content creation opportunity. So, and by the way, if you need ideas for that, I have a freebie in the podcast description that you are welcome to download. Just click on the link and pop your email in and download that. So I digress. This is what happens when I have no script, you see. But I am at a point right now where, you know, I'm having to think in different ways. I'm not able to use my normal sort of content posting kind of way of thinking and, I'm not capturing many new pictures and videos and things like that from the weddings that I'm creating right now. So I'm having to do a few different things. And that's what I wanted to talk through with you today, basically, in case you're in a similar position, or, you know, for any of those reasons I mentioned just before, you are having to sort of rethink that without even, you know, having much to sort of post. So let's go through this before I start rambling. This is the danger of not having a script. So what can we do? So things that I have been doing, reposting old content is a great one. Now, just because you've posted something once does not mean to say that you should never, ever post it again. In the world of Instagram and social media, things move very quickly, and you can post things multiple times. And just because you posted something on your Instagram grid 6 months ago does not mean that you can't post it again, basically. So in terms of reposting old content, I've been sharing old reels to stories. So there was one I posted recently at the Floral Quarter Weddings Instagram. It was a real funny one that I did, or at least I thought it was funny. And it was me just wearing a ton of layers, as we do in the cold as florists. And you know that Friends thing, that scene with Joey and Chandler where Joey walks in wearing all of Chandler's clothes and he's like, look at me, I'm Chandler, could I be wearing any more clothes? You know, excuse the American accent there, but that was kind of the soundtrack to this. So I was kind of doing that and just doing a silly reel. So I think that was either last year or the year before even, but it was pretty funny, very well received. And so all I did was just post that to my stories again. So that helps keep the people who are already following me engaged and gives them something to view. And it keeps me in their mind's eye. And I've done that with various reels, to be honest, just to sort of keep in the mind's eye of those people who already follow me. That's what stories are great for. Stories are shown to the people who already follow you, and you want to appear in that little list of circles on the top of your Instagram grid, your Instagram profile rather. Or their Instagram profile, even. I'll get it right eventually. You know, so you want to keep appearing on there on the top of their Instagram, so that they don't forget you, essentially. So sharing old reels to stories, absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. I would encourage you to do that. You could also use the same wording and pictures from a post maybe a couple of years ago if you wanted to. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you're stuck for time, your mind's not in a sort of creative frame of mind where you really cannot think of anything to say on a post, just reuse something. You know, if you're I don't know, maybe you did you're entering the summer wedding season and you posted about that a couple of years ago and it's relevant now. Heck, go ahead, post it word for word, just copy, paste, repost. Nothing wrong with that at all. People probably won't remember. I know you think they will, but they won't. The other thing I've been doing is going into my archives on my phone and just creating. So I've really sort of delved back in, used old photos and old videos and stuff and put them together as a, put old photos together as a reel or a carousel post, for example. Just in case you're not familiar with what a carousel post is, it's one of those ones with multiple images, you know, where you swipe from left, right to left, you know. So, yeah, I've been using old photos and kind of putting them together as reels or as a carousel post, you know, maybe sort of thinking of a different theme. Like, for example, there was a wedding venue near me that I'm a recommended supplier at called Charlton Hall for any sort of Newcastle, Northumberland, North of England based people who are listening. They actually were having a wedding open day, and it seemed really timely for me, even though I wasn't at the actual wedding open day, to fully sort of not only help myself, but help them on social media as well, and help the couples that are undoubtedly searching and posting about that venue on that day. So I simply got, I think it was about a mixture of four kind of photos and videos. The whole reel was about 5 seconds long, not long at all. And I just posted pictures. They were all pictures and videos of this, you know, weddings I'd done at this venue, basically. And I just did a real quick reel, no pun intended. And see, this is what happens when I wing it and don't have a script. So I did that, and it was... Now, I wouldn't say it had the most views I've ever had as a post, but it got loads of kind of like likes and interaction, and people, the right people, were noticing it. So yeah, and I didn't have to create any new content in terms of, you know, I didn't have to capture any new content, as it were, but I'll just use old stuff. I could put them together to create a new thing, and it really worked. So that's something that I've been doing. Create new content as well. So I would say, you know, as always, be creative. And if you're doing a wedding, capture many different photos and videos. If you haven't captured the content, you can't post the content, which sounds really basic, but it's absolutely true, basically. So on the occasions where I do have weddings, you know, so I have just one in January, I have just one in February, I'm going to have to capture a lot of stuff, so that I do have as much content as possible to create. And it doesn't always have to be like, you know, the posts don't always have to be like, oh, look at this wedding I did at such and such a venue for such and such a couple. It can just be, you know, it could be like just, you know, if this one coming up, for example, next week, I have it's like white winter colors, so I could use those not only in a post about, hi, look at, congratulations to this lovely couple, but further down the line, use it as maybe an example of, you know, what you can have at that venue, or an example of white winter wedding flowers, or you know, there's all sorts of things that I can do. But if I haven't captured the content in the first place, I can't post about it. So yeah, really maximize, you know, when you are working, really maximize the amount of content that you capture. And the other option as well is to do a live, which I know is a very scary thing for some of you. I've not done that at the moment. I rarely do them anyway, but you know, right now I kind of have no hair because I'm going through chemo, sadly, but I don't feel confident enough yet to kind of go on camera. I haven't made that announcement to my florist audience yet, and I'm not sure I will. So I haven't really appeared on camera. Anywhere where I have appeared on a post, I've used an old photo or an old video. But you don't have to appear on camera. You can perhaps do, you know, if you're at a venue, at the morning of the venue before you've started setting up, you could do a live from outside of the venue saying, oh, what a lovely morning it is. It's whatever the venue's name is. And kind of just, you know, maybe put that on your stories, or do a reel, or, you know, do a live, or, you know, there's all sorts of things you could do. And again, I'd urge you to download that free guide that I have. The link is in the podcast description, and that'll really help you with ideas for all of this. So I hope that's been really helpful to you. If that has impacted you, if that resonates, if that's been at all useful to you, please do reach out. because I would absolutely love to know. I'm here to help you guys. And, you know, knowing that that it's helped even just one of you would really mean a lot to me. So do reach out, you know, maybe drop me a DM on Instagram or something like that, at the content quarter. And I really look forward to hearing from you. So take care and flower on. Well, thanks so much for listening all the way to the end of Wedding Florist Social. Remember to hit subscribe so that you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you want access to some free community and support, then head across to Facebook and look me up on the Worldwide Wedding Florist Community Group. I look forward to seeing you there.